Heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
If the truth they speak is saving lives, we should listen.
You can't handle the truth.
You don't want to hear the truth.
Don Lemon is brought to you by the RAV4 from Toyota. Spacious, stylish, and very adventurous. The RAV4. Let's make today fun. Toyota, let's go places. From New York, up in Harlem. Don Lemon, good morning.
I could use a RAV4 since I'm moving around. RAV4 is good. Now, let me tell you this. We've been talking about Clinton versus Bush. Is it going to be Clinton versus Bush again? What about Clinton versus Obama? So 6 years ago, right? Well, you would be wrong if you think that. The two one-time political rivals are being compared to each other again as Hillary Clinton likely embarks on yet another presidential run. Since their tumultuous campaign rivalry, the two have become friends of sorts. They've become close. In one of the first big cabinet moves, President Obama called on Clinton to be his Secretary of State. But in order to win this time, Hillary is probably going to have to distance herself from her former rival and her former boss, the president. A new CNN ORC poll shows President Obama's approval ratings well below 50% on all major issues, from terrorism to immigration to helping the middle class to healthcare policy to the economy, all below 50%. I'm just reporting. Don't shoot the messenger. His lowest approval handling the federal budget deficit is just 31%. However, Hillary Clinton's approval ratings are above 50% on all major issues like foreign policy, 63%, the environment, 65%, handling of the economy, 63%. Now, none of this means that Hillary Clinton is a shoe-in for the White House. What it does mean is that Hillary Clinton has a very tough decision to make, the same choice that Al Gore had to make back in 2000. Al Gore, and obviously his campaign advisors, decided to downplay his relationship with incumbent Bill Clinton, who was troubled but still a very popular president. Hillary Clinton has to decide whether just how much she has to criticize the president, how much she has to downplay the president, her experience with him, her relationship, or just plain old ignore him and her ties to the Obama administration. Like President Clinton, President Obama may not have the public's approval, but he is still very popular, and many people like him even if they don't agree with his policies. Even if they don't approve of his policies, he still ranks very high on the likability factor. The popular consensus is by giving Bill Clinton shade back in 2000, Al Gore lost broader support from Democrats and others who liked Clinton, and in turn, that partially contributed to him losing to George W. Bush. Why? Because those Clinton backers were not motivated to go to the polls. So you can better believe one of the major questions facing Hillary Clinton and her advisors right now is, do we really want to run against Barack Obama again? Mm. And ladies and gentlemen, that's really hard choices, and not just the name of a book.
Mm. If she criticizes the president,
right?
If she criticizes the president, she automatically eliminates the black vote.
There you go. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Because, listen, President Obama has a lot of opposition. You know, he came in and they said, we're going to make him a one-termer. We're not going to vote for any of his policies. They made that very clear. But he's still liked by most of America. So if she criticizes him too much, if she downplays her relationship with him or anything like that, she stands to lose all of that vote like she did. Remember when she criticized him back in 2006?
She could also pick up a lot of those Republicans who are
Republicans
not Tea Partiers.
Hate Hillary Clinton.
Now,
they
I
hate
don't, I don't
the
know
Clintons.
That they do, Don. I would beg to differ on the hate part.
You don't remember back in the 90s when they were running how much opposition
Absolutely,
she had from the Republican Party?
But it's a different day today.
The only thing that's different, I think, is, number one, Republicans still hate her and still hate her husband, right? Well, they don't like her.
No,
hate is a very strong word.
They don't.
Yes, they do.
They don't
yes,
hate
they do.
Them the way they hate Obama.
No. You don't remember? They hate them just as much,
remember,
if not
Don,
more,
but
for
I'm
different
saying,
reasons.
No, I disagree.
The only thing that may help her is that the woman factor. That may help her because women don't like men criticizing women or, you know, when people say her voice and, you know, she's
well, according to you, Don, anybody that runs has to criticize the president because of his approval rating. So whether it's Hillary or anybody that's running for the Democratic nomination.
Yeah, if you're running for the Democratic nomination, but Biden can't can't do that because Biden is just completely tied to Obama policies. He's actually in the administration for the long haul, both terms. Hillary Clinton is no longer with the administration. She can say, I'm not with them. What they're doing now when it comes to Bo Bergdahl or whatever, you know, I'm not necessarily sure about
that.
Well, time
will tell. Time will tell, Sip.
And I'm willing to place a wager with you.
Oh, okay, let's do it. What do you want to play? What do you want to do?
That I disagree with you on the stance on the Republicans. I think it's a different day, and I think that they hate President Obama more than they do or did the Clintons.
But will that motivate them to vote for Hillary Clinton? I don't think so.
If they can't find a good candidate to run this time, and they are floundering still.
This is still 2014.
I know.
Okay.
But you think a Republican, as much as they hate the Obama administration and they disliked the Clinton administration, that they would vote for a Clinton because they can't find a better candidate?
I doubt they will pull someone out of the woodwork. They may not come out with Hillary buttons and bumper stickers, but once they get into the voting booth, I think that they would vote for her as opposed to some of the other guys that they have there that they're really not happy with.
The polling does not show that either. Republicans are not
and
big
polling
fans of
is
Clinton.
Flawed.
Well, I agree
I
with that.
I don't care who runs it. They're all flawed. With all due respect to CNN and all the other people that
they were
run
wrong
the
last. They were wrong the last time.
No, CNN wasn't wrong the last time. The Republican pollsters were wrong the last time. Carl Rove was wrong the last time. We weren't wrong.
And let's ask Eric Cantor how good those polls are.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The Republican pollsters are wrong, not independent pollsters.
Okay. Okay. All right. All right. Get your bets together.
What do you want to wager? What do you want to wager?
Street meat.
Inside joke. Too much in the morning.